the Burnley manager, Sean Dyche, joins us now. Good evening, Sean.
Good evening.
What's your reaction to today's game?
Well, I thought for the first, certainly the first half, I thought it was a very good performance. Beginning of the second half, I thought we still looked strong. We looked in it, and then we gave a really poor goal away, and then it changed the whole feeling. You know, it's interesting to see, even with the power and the strength of depth they've got as a club, you know, even a goal at their level, it seemed to give them even more belief. And then they kept the ball well. They're a good side, obviously. We know that, second in the Premier League for a reason. And they kept the ball better. And we couldn't really find our feet for the next 20 minutes. And really, that 20 minutes changed the rest of the game and you know, the feeling before that. Because, you know, we gave away a second goal, which was we were in possession. We gave the ball away. They countered quickly. And the game's done then. You know, so on reflection, a top side, I think we saw that today. They're up there for a reason. And, you know, a big learning curve from us again about the details. And that was the only thing at that stage of the game, that first goal. If that doesn't go in, you know, we're in good shape at that stage. So it just goes to show you, you know, how important them details are.
And that first goal, does that frustrate you? It did seem a little bit...
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a poor, you know, moment. And I think Jeff, to be fair, he doesn't know. He's not quite aware whether to let it go, which he could have. And then he's thrown a foot in and not got a good contact on it. And then, to be fair to their lad, he puts it in well. You know, he puts it in the only place he could really get it. And then after that, like I say, it gave them a lift. We lost our way a little bit for 15 minutes or so, and partly because they gave, you know, it gave them a lift and they kept the ball better. And then we're still, you know, huffing and puffing and trying to affect the game. And then they get the second, and then that's game done. It's very difficult to come back against these sides because they are, you know, full of technicians. They do keep the ball well.
Yeah, clearly a quality side that you're up against today. But were you encouraged by the first half performance?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's a strange position to be in on days like today because you got to balance it out and realise the strides we've made to where we are now, but who we're actually playing against today. I mean, you know, we hope the lad who went off injured, we hope he's okay, by the way, of course, but the injuries they had, they actually brought players on who you could argue were stronger than the players who started the game. And you know, that's the strength that some of these clubs have. So there has to be a reality to that against who you're performing against. And as you suggest, I thought certainly the first half, we possibly even edged it. The feel of the game, definitely, although they had the best chance. And then second half, up until the goal, I thought it was pretty even. I think we were still, you know, on the front foot. We're still attempting to affect the game, kept them to minimal. And then they scored. And like I said, even players at that level, they still rise again. And then they kept the ball with a bit more assuredness and they rotated better and they kept the ball, you know, enough to open up more chances, not necessarily golden chances, but enough to definitely add the feel of the game. So it's a strange one in the end.
You mentioned their quality off the bench. You got a bit yourself, haven't you, there? And you brought on Robbie Brady and Stephen Dufour. Was it tough for them to make an impact off the bench at that
stage? Yeah, I thought they had a go. I thought they attempted to make an impact. You know, still getting... Well, Stephen's coming back to full fitness, but he's looking better and stronger. And Robbie's still getting used to what we do and you know, how he can affect it from his own point of view and for the team's point of view. And like I say, I was pleased with the team we picked and the way it delivered a performance until the goal, and then it just diffused us and it gave them a lift. And you know, what I've said many times, goals don't just change games because of the literal matter of fact. It actually changes by the feel of a game, and I thought that was on show today.
Could be an interesting end to the season, couldn't it?
Well, we thought nothing other. You know, everyone keeps saying about how many points are needed. I haven't said anything because I know how tough this division is. There's no gimmies, there's no given situations. We know that the work continues. It's not stopped. We've come off the back of 5 away games out of 6, which is a tough run anyway, and then you end up playing Tottenham, who are second in the league. So we knew this was a tough part of the season. You know, we're still in good shape. We've earned the right to be in good shape. It's about focus and continued concentration on the challenge in front of us, and next game comes around quickly.